Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients, a voice for the good investment advisors. Tonja Carter is the conduit for things Harper Lee allegedly said. Carter refuses interviews. Harper Lee's literary agent, Andrew Nirnberg, told the New York Times Harper was in full possession of her mental faculties, further stating, "The fact that she is hard of hearing and suffers from some macular degeneration has no bearing." Samuel Pincus was Harper Lee's agent until 2012, when Harper Lee, more correctly, Tonja Carter in the name of her client, Harper Lee, sued Harper Lee's former agent, Samuel L. Pincus, for breach of fiduciary duty, among other claims, alleging Pincus stole Harper's TKAM to kill a mockingbird copyright. Sam protested he did not. The lawsuit disappeared, as did Pincus from Harper Lee's life, but not before Pincus released an official statement. "The review by Ms. Carter, me, and Mr. Caldwell took some time, and Ms. Carter fully participated." Nirnberg claimed he held the manuscript a few years earlier without realizing what it was. Lee's literary agent, Andrew Nirnberg, said he got a text from Tonja Carter, the lawyer. "Please call me urgently," Tonja texted him. "I found another manuscript," Tonja texted Nirnberg. Tonja found the manuscript in the sisters' joint safety deposit box. Harper Lee, and Alice Lee, that is, beggaring the question, what was lawyer Tonja Carter doing in the Lee's sister bank box then? Alice Lee didn't die until November 17, 2014. Harper Lee didn't die until February 19, 2016. Nirnberg said the near-miss moment happened in 2013 in a meeting with lawyer Tonja Carter. Nirnberg said he held the manuscript of Go Set a Watchman without knowing. Nirnberg said lawyer Tonja Carter asked Nirnberg if Nirnberg wanted to see the original Mockingbird manuscript. Nirnberg looked at the first few pages in a large stack, not reading far enough to find Go Set a Watchman bundled at the back. So their story goes. But both sisters, again, Alice and Nell, were alive still. Neither was dead. Nirnberg said nothing being odd, neither sister was present. Nirnberg said nothing odd about the lunch lawyer Tonja Carter held at her failed The Prop and Gavel restaurant, owned by Harper Lee's lawyer, Tonja B. Carter, and her husband, Pat Carter. Publishing industry executives flew in for the occasion. Harper Lee's new literary agent was there, Andrew Nirnberg. Samuel Pincus was out, accused of duping a frail, blind old lady. Michael Morrison, president and publisher of HarperCollins, was present along with the publisher of Harper, a HarperCollins imprint, publisher Jonathan Burnham. Susan Sandon, managing director of a division of Penguin Random House UK, was there too. Penguin Random House UK was releasing the book in Britain by William Heinemann, an imprint of Penguin Random House. Financial terms were not disclosed. HarperCollins imprint publisher Jonathan Burnham said Burnham had no direct conversations with Harper Lee. Jonathan Burnham said Burnham communicated through Carter and literary agent Andrew Nirnberg. Fandom thinks Go Set a Watchman was fan fiction with an agenda. The tragedy is timing. Timing of the discovery and release is what makes many people smell a literary rat. Pincus said lawyer Tonja Carter was present through most of the bank deposit box October meeting when a comparison was made between To Kill a Mockingbird text and The Ghost Set a Watchman, in which they alleged to have found a completely separate novel. Lawyer Tonja Carter wrote a Wall Street Journal op-ed adamantly sticking to her story that Carter was asked to leave the bank vault to find a copy of Mockingbird and, as a result, was not party to the discussions. Other statements were lawyer Tonja Carter said she had escorted the men to the bank but left to run an errand before the manuscript was evaluated. Lawyer Carter maintains Carter was never told by either of the men that they had found a second book, that she left the meeting before it was discovered, and nobody ever told her a theory. The New York Times and others with honest minds, skeptical of opportunistic lawyers, stuck with that Carter had been sitting on the discovery of the manuscript since 2011, waiting for the moment when she, not Alice Lee, would be in charge of Harper Lee's affairs. That said, people more intimate with the world of writing and fan fiction prefer their theory that Harper Lee did not write the book. Someone with an agenda did. Atticus Finch had gone from who he was in the original manuscript Harper Lee turned into her TKAM editor Tay Hohoff into becoming a man weighing the Watchmen manuscript heavy with the N-word, a manuscript laden with tinder to spark racist unrest. Friends of Harper Lee said Watchmen is not who Harper is. For listeners into trivia, here's a for you. HarperCollins is owned by News Corp. News Corp owns the Wall Street Journal, where controversial lawyer Tonja Carter's op-ed was published. Did you know that HarperCollins' parent organization is News Corp? The plot thickens. The second discovery was made just 3 months after Alice Lee died. Harper Lee survived her sister. Harper Lee's prior agent, fired in 2013, said that in October 2011, a rare book expert from Sotheby's auction house, Justin Caldwell, was asked to appraise some of the contents of the box for insurance and other purposes. Like I said earlier, Alice Finch Lee died November 17, 2014. Both sisters were alive in 2011, with authority over their safety deposit box that Alice Lee's law firm associate entered with Harper Lee's then agent 3 years before Alice Finch Lee, Harper Lee's sister, died. Timeline, documents, ledgers, evidence. Where are they? Samuel Pincus told People, lawyer Tonja Carter instigated the meeting held while Alice Lee was alive, in which Harper Lee's personal safe deposit box was opened, its contents itemized, conflicting with lawyer Tonja Carter's story of what happened, in which lawyer Tonja Carter insists the alleged manuscript for Lee's second novel was only found in that same deposit box, alleging August 4 years later, not Samuel Pincus' recollection of October 4 years prior, 2011. Pincus says both he and Tonja Carter knew about the second manuscript 2011, 3 months before Alice's death. Tonja Carter gave no explanation why Tonja was rummaging through the Lee sisters' joint safe deposit box. Alice wasn't dead yet. Harper wasn't dead yet. As the expression sorta goes, you know. Who died and made you king? I ask. Who had not died yet and appointed lawyer Tonja Carter executor? Samuel Pincus said there were two meetings 4 years ago, not one, where Pincus recalled Pincus and lawyer Tonja Carter went through the contents of the safety deposit box, itemizing the items together. Pincus said, during a prior visit I made to Monroeville, Miss Carter brought me to the safe deposit box, and together we itemized its contents. It was then we decided to have some of the items appraised, including manuscript pages and the typewriter Nell purportedly used to type To Kill a Mockingbird. Samuel called Harper Lee by Harper's first name, not her middle name. Harper Lee's friends did that, called Harper Nell. Also in that box, another typed text, more new material experts will be invited to investigate in the coming months. Snarky people commented that must be some big safety deposit box, big enough to hold a typewriter and three manuscripts, if not more. There is grounds for suspicion of hints of the manuscript, the Reverend coming public, you think? Lawyer Tonja Carter said she was stunned when she stumbled on the manuscript of Watchmen last August, she said, as she was delving into the contents of the box. Harper, an imprint of Harper Collins, made the same claim that the novel had been considered to have been lost until fall 2014, when Tonja Carter discovered it in a secure location where it had been affixed to an original typescript of To Kill a Mockingbird. Pincus states that the decision to call Caldwell down to Monroeville was made by both him and Carter. Only after much discussion between me and Ms. Carter regarding the reasons and advisability of having the items appraised. Andrew Nirnberg emerged as the agent for a blind, deaf, wheelchair-bound woman worth $35 million plus. anyone Nell Harper Lee trusted, knew, were gone from her life, dead or dismissed. No one could get close to Nell to ask, but Samuel Pincus, Nell's former agent, had a last word. Pincus had said that the meeting in the bank was preceded by an earlier encounter held some time earlier and instigated by Carter, in which they itemized the contents of the safe deposit box. Questions continue like a questionable trademark application filed in Harper Lee's name. A trademark was filed for Mockingbird Company. Appearance to some is Harper Lee, or someone in Harper Lee's name, was setting up a To Kill a Mockingbird business from the confines of Harper Lee's nursing home. Harper Lee's nephew said he knew nothing about a formation of a nonprofit. And as noted, given Harper Lee's ever-shrinking circle of friends, there aren't many people left to run the foundation when Harper Lee passed. Excepting lawyer Tonja Carter, that is. And as said in the movie Unplanned, nonprofit is an IRS Internal Revenue Service classification, not a business model. Questions arose over lawsuits filed in Harper Lee's name, suing Harper's hometown museum over alleged unauthorized merchandise bearing the title of her book, Mockingbird Ornaments, T-shirts, and tea towels in the museum's gift shop. Harper Lee sued the museum, or someone in Harper's name did. The museum said Mockingbird is a colloquial type of Southern phrase that should not be trademarked, says Tom Lominick, president of the museum's board of director. There was no Monroe County Museum controversy for over 40 years until lawyer Tonja Carter got involved. Harper Lee, represented by lawyer Tonja Carter, sued the museum. The matter was settled out of court. The museum agreed to withdraw its opposition. Settling lawsuits is more expeditious money-wise for the person getting paid the money. Some call legal moves like this blackmail, extortion. Lawyers call it advocating for their clients. Harper's hometown museum was eventually granted the trademark. Lawyer Tonja Carter said Harper Lee was becoming more litigious to protect Harper's To Kill a Mockingbird legacy. If that was not enough, the museum was told its renewal rights would not be renewed. The museum would be unable to perform its signature play anymore. The rights had been sold to Dramatic Publishing. Dramatic Publishing's Christopher Sergel, president, said, "The reason the rights were not renewed to the museum in Monroeville is because Harper Lee has developed her own not-for-profit." The To Kill a Mockingbird play season generated more than $200,000 in ticket sales. The museum used the money to upkeep historic Monroeville sites run by the Monroe County Heritage Museum, including the 111-year-old courthouse. The play made money for other Monroeville businesses, too, like the Courthouse Cafe, where theater-goers could get burger and fries. I already had experience with state regulator investigators, with government investigators. Too often the investigator's qualification for that job is that the investigator applied for it. Alabama investigators allegedly looked into whether the recent deal to publish Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird sequel involved financial fraud. Joseph Borg, director of the ASC, Alabama Securities Commission, said the department, which does not handle complaints of elder abuse, but is limited to securities broker-dealer firm-only issues, said Borg asked his investigators to look into the situation because of their expertise in financial matters. Oh my God. As a result of their findings, their conclusion, Joseph Borg said his team closed its part of the investigation into elder abuse of Harper Lee. Elder abuse is oversight of law enforcement. Alabama Securities Commission lawyer Steve Faga said, "We traveled to the nursing home to talk to Ms. Lee at the request of the Alabama Department of Human Resources. We have since closed out files on the matter," Joseph Borg said. "Let's say that she was able to answer questions we asked to our satisfaction from our point of view," Borg said. "We don't make competency determinations. We are not doctors. But unless someone tells us to go back in, our file is closed on it." Whew. Working on that. Working on getting someone to tell that the Alabama Securities Commission went into a crime situation the securities industry has no oversight of, as I documented, too, in the Don Bennett Ponzi scheme, that the Securities and Exchange Commission curates crimes to cover up criminals away from cops. To be continued. Be good. Be back. Pray. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together, even into politics forefront, where it will be for the next election cycle if we succeed. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of off of your time invested and your dime earned. So share. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.